the Westerbork Coma Survey, a blind, deep, high-resolution high survey of the Coma Cluster, by DC's Molnar et al. We present the blind Westerbork Coma Survey probing the high content of the Coma Galaxy Cluster with the Westerbork Synthesis Radio Telescope. The survey covers the inner approximately 1 MPC around the cluster center, extending out to 1.5 MPC towards the southwestern NGC 4839 group. The survey probes the atomic gas in the entire Coma volume down to a sensitivity of approximately 10 to the power of 19 cm2 and 10 to the power of 8 imsun. Combining automated source finding with source extraction at optical redshifts and visual verification, we obtained 40 high detections, of which 24 are new. Over half of the sample displays perturbed high morphologies indicative of an ongoing interaction with the cluster environment. With the use of ancillary UV and mid-IR data, we measured their stellar masses and star formation rates and compared the high properties to a set of field galaxies spanning a similar stellar mass and star formation rate range. We find that approximately 75% of high-selected Coma galaxies have simultaneously enhanced star formation rates, by approximately 0.2 dex, and are high-deficient, by approximately 0.5 dex, compared to field galaxies of the same stellar mass. According to our toy model, the simultaneous high deficiency and enhanced star formation activity can be attributed to either high stripping of already highly star-forming galaxies on a very short timescale, while their H2 content remains largely unaffected, or to high stripping coupled to a temporary boost of the high to H2 conversion, causing a brief starburst phase triggered by ram pressure before eventually quenching the galaxy. This was the Westerbork Coma Survey, a blind, deep, high-resolution high survey of the Coma Cluster, by DC's Molnar et al.